The joint investigation by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee and the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee was a response to longstanding congressional concerns about the efficiency of the TSA's acquisition and deployment practices for large, expensive security screening systems. In a report released yesterday, congressional staff say that at the very least, TSA delayed their investigation. At worst, the agency may have violated criminal law. That allegation springs from an alleged disparity between an inventory TSA eventually provided Congress for the equipment in its Texas Transportation Logistics Center and what investigators found when they visited that warehouse. Daryl Issa is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee.
My staff was given documents which were not accurate as to the day they were given, but in fact were a projection of what you would shove out the back door in the days before they came in. I would propose to you that we have the ability to criminally refer that as lying to Congress.
According to investigators, warehouse managers admitted that they had disposed of 1,300 pieces of equipment in the 2 days between the time when TSA gave Congress its inventory and when congressional investigators arrived in Dallas in order to make the actual contents of the warehouse match those records.
People were brought in at, I believe, 3 in the morning so they could get, or actually 5 in the morning so they could get it out before our people came in.
David Nicholson is the TSA's Assistant Administrator for Finance and Administration. At a joint hearing of the two committees, he agreed to look into the timeline and what information was given to Congress, but he said he had, quote, no knowledge that the account given by congressional staff was accurate or that anyone in TSA misled Congress. More broadly, congressional overseers are peeved about problems first identified in a 2009 Homeland Security Inspector General's report. The IG found TSA had bought millions of dollars worth of explosives detection equipment and left it in its central warehouse for 1 to 2 years rather than deploying it directly to airports. And according to congressional staff, not much has changed since then. The committee says it found 5,700 pieces of screening equipment worth $184 million during its February visit. Investigators said 85% of that equipment had been sitting in storage for at least 6 months. At yesterday's hearing, ISA asked TSA's Nicholson why it appeared that the agency was buying millions of dollars worth of screening equipment before it had a clear need for it in an airport.
And when asked, the answer that we got was, well, it was a good buy. We made a larger buy because we get a better price. Is that a sound way to do planning?
Sir, I think it depends upon the piece of equipment. Things like explosive trace detection equipment. There are several thousand pieces of those equipment that serve our baggage screening process as well as the passenger or check or carry-on baggage process. We don't always know the exact locations, or we won't buy with a specific location for each piece of equipment, but we do have a forecast of when the service life of that equipment would reach its completion. So we would buy a quantity for that and later determine which airport those specific pieces of equipment.
And Nicholson says even though TSA does have a lot of equipment in storage, when it comes to the total dollar value of all the screening gear the agency owns, 95% of it is indeed deployed in the field to airports.
And at the same time, 85% of the equipment is out in the airports, that and 15 in the warehouse. That tells me when I look at my monthly reports that I get on the status of the inventory is that we do have our most expensive, which we generally think of as our most impacting technology, is deployed. So it still is a lot of material, as warehouses are a little over 400,000 square feet. So they are big warehouses, but when you put it in the context of what percent of the value is in that warehouse, and that is our only transportation security equipment warehouse, and what the value is of those items that are in the warehouse, I think that gives context to the operation.
The hearing also gave lawmakers the chance to grill TSA on broader acquisition issues. Elijah Cummings, the ranking Democrat on the Oversight Committee, wanted to know about oversight by the Department of Homeland Security over TSA's Level 1 acquisition programs, the ones worth $1 billion or more.
It is my understanding that TSA currently has 7 Level 1 acquisition programs. How many of these have department-approved acquisition program baselines?
On the acquisition program baselines, I believe that the department has approved one and we have scheduled others.
So, but shouldn't you have those things already?
Yes, sir.
And why don't you?
The department's program to come in to have the ARBs to establish and approve those ARBs happened well after the start of most of our programs.
I know that each program is unique and many predate 2008 acquisition directive, but Why do so many TSA Level 1 acquisitions lack Department-approved program baselines?
We just need to get in the queue and get those approved by the Department under the new process, sir.
And that's not good enough. It's not good enough. We have to do better than that.
Cummings is irked that the TSA has started huge technology acquisition programs without getting approval of cost, schedule, and capability estimates from higher-ups in DHS. It's a problem the Government Accountability Office has pointed out as well. Stephen Lord is GAO's Director for Homeland Security and Justice Issues.
You need to look at two levels. Department level, they obviously, it's a shared responsibility. They need to take ownership of some of the requirements. It's not enough, not sufficient to simply issue a new framework, but you have to monitor component adherence to it and take additional steps to share the necessary meetings, paperwork, and discussions take place. So I'm concerned about that because, it's again, the acquisition program baseline, that's the key document that outlines what the program is going to cost, when it's going to be fielded, and what technical performance it's going to deliver. So if you don't have that up front, how are you going to gauge progress over the length of the program?
DHS established a new program a year ago called the Integrated Investment Lifecycle Model to manage and approve its technology investments across the entire department. DHS plans to start using that model this September. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.